plans for next week? Are people object with the Jets to have a share on Monday, even though they're cherry blockers? People still object to Monday? Cherry blockers start at 8 o'clock. Okay. So the plans for next week will be evening with Yosef. Plans for next week, the shiur will be on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Next week. Monday.
Wednesday, Thursday. So let's carry on the Gemara. After discovering what Karen is, and it's told us its similarity ones to what ones are written in the Torah have are very good similarities ones, and therefore they're very similar, and therefore they have the same halachas. We're still in search for the one which is not. So now we go and move on to Shein Peregel. We're going to discover what exactly is Shein Peregel, and its folders, and will we have differences in that scenario. We're already at the end of the Shein yesterday. We already discovered that it seems to be that regal is something when the animal damages the show gate, without any commodity damage. And shame is that he drives the diver damaging on purpose, but what's the driving force is the benefit he's going to get out of it. Unlike Karen, where there's no driving force, it's just damaging for the sake of damaging. So let us read the Gemara and see how things develop. We're planning to read the Gemara from the last four lines of the page on based on the base till the two dots on Gimel and Aleph. I'm first going to just read it and touch the translation of the Gemara without going deep into analyzing it, and then we'll go back and analyze it with Rashi as well. So says the Gemara, Ki k'oma rapapa ashein v'regel. Maybe rapapa said his din, that there's a told out there that's not got the same as the av. Maybe he said that in reference to shein v'regel. Now, first, where is it written in the Torah, shein v'regel, that I know that av malach is in the first place? So it says the Gemara, Shein v'regel, heichek sivik. Where is it written in the Torah that they're considered an av of a mazik? So Tanya, I tell you, says in the Pasuk, in Shemos, Perekhov Beis, Pasuk Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, reading the Gemara, the Pasuk of Beis on the Beis, says over there, it's a Pasuk. I read out the whole Pasuk to you, not the abbreviation form of the Gemara. The Gemara's, the Pasuk is, Ki Rai is Sodde Akenem, when the person consumes somebody's fields or vineyards, how does he do that? Vishilach Ez Bira, he sends his animal, Bira means animal, Biro, into the area. And he consumes, there, here it means consumes, in that other person's field, stuff that belongs to, produce that belongs to that person. So, native sodeo, native karma, mishalem. Then, cause, that's what happens, the owner of the ox, owner of the cow, the animal, is going to have to pay top notch quality as compensation. That's the whole pasuk. So the Brisa says, Shidduch, when it says in this pasuk, he sent his animal. The word Shidduch Zehalego. That's a reference. He sets his animal to cause damage through rego, through trampling. How do I know? Because it's, I've got another pasuk that says, Mishachi rego, Hashava Kama. It says clearly the word rego, and it uses the expression, Shilech, sending. So I know when it says in the pasuk, Mishilech in the Torah, it's also referring to sending the animal rego to trample. The pasuk in the Torah, besides saying the Shilech, it says, Be'er. Be'er besodach. The word be'er is zeh hashem. That's in reference in sending the animal to consume through eating. Damaging through eating. How do I know the word be'er means through eating? Because chayno ever, because what another pasuk? Kasha yivara ha'golal atomer. He uses the expression Yivaya, which is similar to the one in the Torah, and it puts it together with Hagolo Atomo. And Hagolo means shame. It means consuming. Why? Because the word Golo is a reference to teeth. Golo means something to do with teeth. And so you see, teeth and the word Yivaya go together. So when it says Yivaya, it's damaged through teeth. That means he's damaging through consuming. Through shame. B'shilech, it should be regal. V'acheinu olma m'shach regal hashav v'chama. Ta'amah v'ksiv rachmon m'shach regal hashav v'chama. Halam hochi b'mah m'gus. So the Gemara now analyzes what it just says. You're telling me the word shilech means regal because of a pasuk b'shalchi regal hashav. That uses the word expression regal in expression to the word b'shilech. I know it means the animal damaging with trampling. So you're telling me that without this pasuk b'shalchi regal hashav, without the proof, the word shilech means trampling from the other pasuk, I wouldn't know from the pasuk in the Torah that it means trampling. You're telling me that's what I conclude. You need to bring me another pasuk what the word shilach means. Because if you wouldn't bring me this other pasuk what the word shilach means, I wouldn't know what it means in the Torah. I wouldn't know it's red. Yeah. Hello, Vahachi. My book is laying. So the Gemara asks the question. I don't understand. Why do you need to prove what the word v'shilech in the Torah means? Why do you need to prove it? Well, the shilech means regal because I know it means that by looking at another possible nothing. That's what he's telling me. Why do you have to go through? Elam Akim, my book is saying, what else could it mean? What else could it mean? Proofs. What else could it mean? Iker, I knew what it means. It means damaging through that ox goring. Sibi, I already know that from Apostle Yigah. So it's not going to turn, it's not going to repeat again. So when he said damaging through using the horn Chi Yigah, so that when it uses another apostle, when you damage through Mishilech, it can't be using the horn, because he already told me. So therefore, it can't be Karen, be Shay. And if you want to say baby Mishilech means damaging through the ox consuming, and therefore you have to prove it. No, it means trampling. You see that? Siv? I've also got posit for shame. I mean, I know shame damaging for consuming from another posit. So of course, what you're left with? You already had, you know caring from another posit. Goring from the posit. Consuming, you also know from another posit. So you've got now this posit for shilling. So you say, I've got no more options. Obviously it means damaging for trampling. So why bring a proof? Why bring a proof? So the Gemara says, I have to give it an answer. Istrich. Salka data mina. I diva shame. No. I would have thought that when it says in this pasuk, the expression vishilech, it doesn't mean regal. Without proof, I would not say v'shilach means damaging with regal. What would you say it is? Means damaging food that ox consuming. Shame. You already know damaging food the ox consuming from the same passage where it says beer, the next words. So why does it say twice? Why say twice the same thing? No, you need to say twice. I might think you need to say twice. Baha de Makalikana, ha de lo Makalikana. One telling me that shame, that if you send your ox to consume and it totally consumes and destroys it and it doesn't exist anymore, then the owner is life. That's the first word, Bishamed. And then the second word here is coming to tell me that you'll damn it, you're chayv on shame, even if it doesn't totally consume it. It's just a partial damage. Even when the animal eats it but only partially damages it, then also you're going to be chayv. And therefore, since I've got both pesukim for shame, I would think that rebel trampling would not be chayv because I have no posik for it. So therefore, I have to prove the word shilech doesn't mean shame a second time. It means rebel trampling. I prove that that word translates as trampling, not shame. Because otherwise, without it, I think it's written twice consuming to tell me two types of cases where consumption is high. Absolutely. So, your question is asked by Rashi, and we'll see it in a moment. Okay, very good question. Let's carry on the Gemara. So, that's why I need to tell you that the words in for Novi, the word shilach means trampling, because for the Torah, I wouldn't put trampling there without it. Okay, so I carry on. Tashlon. Now I tell you, hashlo up misaredu. I'm going to put it that now. The pasuk means the shilach is referred to damaging for trampling. So he says to Gemara, if so, you've now got one pasuk for one word in the pasuk telling me damaging through trampling, bishulet, and you've got the other pasuk a beer, the other words in the pasuk beer telling me damaging through consumption. Come on, ask the question. Shame to learn mekalikana menalon. You told me you need two pesukim by shame, because there's two situations which you need to tell me that consumption is higher than two different scenarios, and now you're telling me you only got one pasuk for shame, because you used the other one for edom. So now you got one. So how do I know the second case, example of consumption, which is partial consumption? How do you know you're chayv in such a scenario? If there's only one pasuk and there's two scenarios, it can only cover one scenario. The other scenario is not being talked about in the Torah. So how do I know when the animal consumes partially damaging it that you're going to be chayv? So the Gemara answers, Juma Terengum. God, no, since they're in the same pasuk, the damage of consumption of shame and the damage of trampling through regal, it's like a hekish that's next door to each other. When you're next door to each other, you learn from each other. Ma regal lo shlom nekalakana. Just as it's by trampling, it doesn't matter if the ox tramples and totally damages, or the animal tramples and partially damages. I'm saying, so Shane, even though there's only one person, where I may think that Shane, which is only partially damaged, would not be higher, I now learn it from Regal. Lo shnar mekalikana, lo shnar lo mekalikana. There's no difference if the consumption is part total or partial, because I'm learning it from regal. Regal, there's no difference. Traveling, there's no difference. It's right next to door to shame. So shame has the same halachas of regal, that just as regal. Traveling, there's no difference. It's partial or total.
So sharing consumption is not going to be different as well, because of the hackish. Not because I know, but because of the hackish. What? Ah, okay. So now we're going to ask that question. We're going to see it in Rashi. Yeah. We're just doing types of the Gemara so far. So Ma continues. You're telling me Uber Zeh Hashem. The second one, so the pasuk there, you're telling means the damage which is done to consumption. And you prove it, you prove it from a pasuk and nothing, that the word there means teeth. Okay. Otherwise, Tama Dikasab Rahman Nakasha Yiva, you're telling me, I can only know the term means a damage through consumption, because of our proof that that word bear means consumption in Novi. Okay? Halav Hochi, without that proof in Novi, but my Ukmanay, what would I think? Asking a similar question. Why do I need that proof in Novi? But my Ukmanay, even if you didn't have that proof in Novi, what the word bear means, consumption, even without that proof, obviously it means consumption. Eat Karen, because obviously bear, if you want to say Karen, goring, sieve, I've already got Pasuk in the Torah telling me ox goring is chayv. Somebody repeats. Eat regal, if you're telling me it's the ox trampling and damaging, sieve is also got its own Pasuk. So what's bear coming to tell me? Obviously it's coming to tell me a damage of the animal through consumption. You don't need a proof of Novi what the word means. It can't mean anything else. That's the Gemara's question. No, Israel, I need to tell you that this word means trampling. Because Sol Kadata, I might have thought, I might think both words in the pasuk, Vishilek and Beer, are both referring to two different scenarios of the ox damaging through trampling. And therefore I would not know that the word there means damaging through consumption without you proving it from nothing. Why do you need two cases for trampling? Why do you need to repeat it twice? The ox tramples damage you. Hi, try. The ox damages you. Why do you have to say it twice? Because ha, the ox on the main. Ha, the solid shluchim. I might think that only if you send, the animal was sent by its owner to cause damage in the person's field by trampling it, then the owner's hired. How do I know, even if the animal went its own by itself, without being sent by the owner, that still, if it tramples, the owner's going to be hired? That's why I need the second boss to tell me even that scenario is going to be solved. So therefore, I would think both are talking about trampling, and they're telling me two different cases of trampling. That even if it goes by itself, not only being sent by the owner, even then the owner's going to be hired. Kamash belongs, Rabbi Mitzvah's proven novi that the word bear means not trampling, it means consumption. Because I wouldn't obviously think it means consumption without proof that is what the word translates as. So now the Gemara asks the obvious question. You've got one post, you've got the word vishilech telling me trampling damage. You got the word beer telling me consumption damage. You told me you needed two pesukim for regal. Two pesukim for trampling, you told me. But you only got down. Hasta do okay. Now that you use one of the pesukim for damage through consumption, regal do oznum and mela manolo. How do you know that the damage done by your animal with trampling by itself without being sent, how do you know that time? Because you only got one pasuk for regal, and maybe only in the case where it's sent by the owner you're going to be fine. So that, the Gemara gives the same answer as it before. Dumya de Shem, because Shem and regal are the same pasuk, they're neighbors in the same pasuk. Whenever the same pasuk, you can make a hekesh from one to the other. And therefore, whatever applies to one applies to the other. And as just as said, Mashem, Loshna, Sholchi Shluchi, Loshna, the Ozum Amela, just as consumption damage doesn't make a difference if it went by itself or sent, it's going to be high. So our bread, so also when it damages through trampling, even though that I would think there would be a difference, and maybe without apostate, I think if it wasn't said, it would be chayev. No, lo shna sholcha shluchi, lo shna ozma meila. Even if it goes by itself, it's still going to be chayev, not because it's obvious, only because it's the same as lego. It's the same as shame. Okay. Then the Gemara carries on. Same question as Matzah. Same question. Okay. Lichtich Ramana Vishilech. So the Gemara now suggests, okay, you explained, you need to tell me both. Okay, but I've got another answer. The Torah should just write Vishilech. And forget about me. And Shilech should tell me both. Blood boy there. I don't need the possibility. Just have Vishilech. And the Shilech would tell me both the damage by consumption and the damage through trampling of both sides. Why? The Mashma Regel or Mashma Shem? Because the word Shilech can translate both as consumption damage and both as trampling damage. Mashma Regel, how do you know that it's, that the word the Shilech can translate as trampling? This is because we know Mishakir Rego Hashava Kamar uses the word Shilech by trampling of the Shava Kamar, uses that word. You know me? Umas Hashem, and the same word Vishilech also means shame. How do you know? They say because they write Vishain Behemas Ashalach Bom. It writes in the Torah, in the Tokocha. It says, V'shem behem is Hashem. Hashem is going to send animals who are going to consume. So the word, see that the word Ashelech also means, the word Shilech also means consumption. So the same word, Shilech, has two meanings. It has the meaning of damage through trampling, and it has the meaning of damage through consumption. So just write that, and it covers both of them. Yeah? Why did you write the second possible at all? So the Gemara says, in love, Korosail, if you don't have the extra posset, have a mini oha oha. I would think, I don't know which one. Okay, it means both, but which one? Which one does it mean? It's one word. What word can't mean two things? Obviously, it means one. It's possible to mean either one, but which one? Oha oha. A regal de hezekimotse. Maybe it means regal, because it has a certain aspect of it, does it all the time. Oshen, or maybe it means consumption. Tieshonon is ego, because there's a driving force of Hanor that's making him damage. So, how can you learn two from one person? So, of course, you have to write two. Why are you asking? Write one and learn both. Write one and you have to learn one. I don't know which one, but you have to learn one. Can't learn two from one posuk. So Gemara comes up with famous klal and shas. Michtei shgulin heim v'yovu shnehem. It's a din. If you've got one posuk, which can equally mean either, in our case, consumption damage or trampling damage, and haim and ayim afkas, and you don't know which one it could mean, because there's no reason to choose one or the other, then the halach is a rule, one like limutim, then it comes to tell you both. Normally one thing can't tell you both, but if there's no reason to choose to which one it means, then that one thing tells you both. That's a rule in Shas. Copy whatever you're learning. We've got one word in the Torah. They're telling you a Joshua, and that Joshua could be two different types of Joshua. And you don't know which one it is, there's no reason, a remez, to say which one it means, then it's come and tell me both Joshua's. So therefore, back to a question, right? One, learn
through the one word, both the damage of trampling and the damage of assumption. Why write the second word at all? Learn it both from that word.
So what's the answer? It's you need to have the second word. For Sartat Ata Minas, as I might have thought, if you just have the word Shilet, Hadimili Hechad Sholchi Shluchi, that's only when it's been sent by the owner to damage through consumption, or sent by the owner to damage through trampling. But if it's not Vishilech, it goes by itself and damages, I don't know you'll be hired. To Masmalon, the pastor, the beer, to tell me even if it goes by itself and damages by either of consumption or trampling, you're going to be hired. As can just the reading, the Gemara, and punch. Now, it's a lot to take in, but don't worry, we're just starting. Just translate it. Now we're going to go back. Yeah? Just translate. I read it like this because it's one piece, and if you split it in the middle, then you won't understand. Read it one story. You know that the gods of everything is. Now we can start again and go through trying to really analyze what exactly is the Gemara trying to tell me and what's Rashi trying to answer, and we've got questions. I'm trying to analyze. Yeah? Yes, Manatsi.
Between standing in the animal and going by himself. But Shira is I'm not standing in my negligent in
right, so this is very good. It's very good for the concept. This is that paying for damages is nothing to do with your obligation to look after the dangerous item. Yeah, that fits in very nicely. That payment is, even if it's nothing to do with you being negligent. Yeah, fits very well in that opinion. Okay, there's another opinion about it. Yes, but to that thing, that's a simple answer. No, maybe talk about it another time. Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay. So for God's sake, what did we see? We got this pasuk in the Torah says that the Shilech Hesbira, you send your animal Ubir Besodaka, and it consumes another field. Those two words, Shilech and Bir, at the end of the day, is telling me two alochas. One is the animal which consumes through consumption, then your owner is going to be obligated to pay if his animal damages the consumption. And secondly, if the animal damages the traveler, you're also going to be obligated to pay. That's what the pasuk is telling me. Yeah? But I see from the Gemara, now I've read the Gemara, that there's really not just two cases, one consumption and one traveling. Really, there's four cases. There's total consumption and partial consumption. And there is being sent by the owner and go by itself to damage. So therefore, I thought at the beginning there was two after the law, at least just reading it, shitchi, just translating it, and now realize there's four cases. Okay? There's four cases that the Shane Varegel are dealing with and trying to tell us your heart. Yeah, okay. Okay. Rosh Hashem, we're not doing that, Yogi. Let us start again. The rule of Daf Yomi is you never go back. The rule of us here, we always go back. Okay. So, last now, in the time that we've got left, try and ask at least try and get six questions out with no answers. And it's on purpose to give you time to open up your analytic skills into this Gemara through these questions. And you've got a bit of a gap till next Monday where we're having the next year, and you can really welcome this sugya with these questions in mind. So it says Rashi. We'll go Rashi, a bit of Rashi by that. Okay, so bring your own chair. I know there's eight chairs locked up in the mouths, and it's okay. Okay. All right, so let us start Rashi and get some of the questions going. Start from the second Rashi on the page. Yeah, I would think that both words is in reference to shame. I think both wants total consumption and wants partial consumption. V'shilich habir, shavai shame. Both of those words are going to shame. Why? What they come to tell me? V'shilich, the word shilich, oslechayim, heichet, the lokali kamer. The word shilech is coming to make you obligated as the owner of the animal if it consumes any partial consumption. What's the example of partial consumption? The animal ate a patch, a vegetable patch, and it's eventually going to regrow and come back to being what it was. But not as good as what it was. Okay, let's stop there. The example Rashi gives of a partial damage through eating is an animal consuming a certain vegetable and it's going to regrow, but not as good as it was. Let us go immediately to Tosfos, the top Tosfos. Pirish HaKuntos, Shachas She'osid Lismach, a vegetable that's going to eventually regrow. Avalokit Tachila, but not as good as it was. The Kasha, I've got a big problem with Rashi, says Tosfos. Hamakalakana, that's not partial damage, that's total damage. Shagama Balimem Yochan Liksom. Also the owner, he would want that vegetable which it consumes. That's not partial damage. What do you mean it's partial damage? Will that vegetable which was consumed in the tummy of that cow ever come back? What will come back is a new one. That says those. How can you say that's partial damage? That's total damage. The owner was going to have two vegetables in that year in every case. And now he's only got one. It's total damage. How do you call that partial damage? Of the one vegetable, it was totally consumed. That, let's say, that carrot was totally consumed. It doesn't exist in the world. Totally destroyed that carrot. Another carrot is going to grow. Fine. That's not the same as this carrot. What? Okay. So let me ask you like this. There's a cookie in front of you. There's a cookie in front of you, and you cut it in half, and you eat the half. Would you say that's a partial damage, or do you say that's a total damage of the half? How would you answer that? What have you answered? Is that a partial damage of the cookie or total damage of half? What would you say? It's total damage of half. So what you're talking about, Russell? So that's what you're saying, even if something's going to go left, but the bit which is known in the world is totally damaged. It's totally damaged. Totally damaged. It's totally damaged. So Tosis says, we understand what Tosis' question from what he calls partial damage. Let's see from Tosis. Yes, Soma.
Shetom fu peres lahanosa.
That the animal for enjoyment made the fruit and vegetable very dirty. He made it very dirty. So the fruit and vegetable is still here, totally here. And therefore, you haven't really damaged anything because you didn't take anything away. All you did is add. What do you add? What did the animal do? He added dirt. That's called partial damage because he didn't take anything away. He just added dirt. What does adding dirt do? Why is that damage at all? Why is adding dirt a damage at all to the vegetable? Why is adding dirt a damage at all to that vegetable? What do you have to do to make it consumable? You have to wash it. So therefore, that's called not a total damage, partial damage, because you're making him spend money to clean it in order to use it, but he hasn't really expected anything of what he has. He's just added dirt, which now he has to spend money to get rid of. That is Tosis' difference. So that's the first question we have from Rashi. How is Rashi going to answer Tosis' question? How's Rashi going to answer this question? How can Rashi say partial damage if you totally consume half of it, so to speak, or three quarters of it? Yeah, yes, I'm asking.
Look at this. What do I have to shape? Because that is vegetable, so the animal eats the vegetable, but it has roots. It's going to grow back eventually. The flavor is worth it. It's worth something. Versus the animal destroying
okay. When you're starting to think, okay, you're speaking big. Maybe we'll develop that next week. Maybe good, because we're on the right track. Now let's go back to Rashi and at least get the second question out. We're okay, able to get the sixth question out. The second question, hopefully, get out. Back to Rashi, where we left off. The Ikasha. And now, if you have a difficulty, heichi motzilameima, how can you say both the sukim are talking about consumption? Damage. One for total damage and one for partial damage. Well, I got an easy option. A matzis question. Litzivchat lehechatulomekalikana. Just write one posuk for consumption. Which one? The consumption which is partial damage. And if you're high of an animal partially damaging something, cost again, you're going to be high of something total damage and you don't need another posuk. You will only from a kama koma. To the high of a cost again. Hey, it's a calling. So that's your answers. Tips. Ima high qua. Have been a high osi lehechitza mekali. If you only write one pasuk, I won't know that it's talking about partial damage. Because one pasuk, I would say it's the least chiddush. You got a rule. You write one pasuk, it's the least chiddush. You're chayev when it's total damage. Doesn't matter if you write the pasuk mishila, doesn't matter beer, whichever pasuk you want to choose. If you only write one, it's only going to tell me total damage. In order to get the second chiddush, you always have to write two, because one won't be the least chiddush. But if it's not only partial damage, I wouldn't know. Therefore, both are needed to tell me twice shame. Obviously, if you're telling me the twice shame, it tells me the big chiddush, that even when it's partial damage, you'll have. Unless I would know. That's Rashi's question. Rashi says, why do they both write one, the biggest finish? And Rashi's answer, he can never write one, the biggest finish. One is always telling me the less finish. And you always have to say two to say me the biggest finish. From Rashi, we see that the words, v'shilach and beer, don't have any intrinsic meaning. Because he's saying, you write shilach and beer, it could always, it doesn't matter which one you write, it always means, if you just write one, it could always mean just total damage. So there's no intrinsic meaning to the word shilach and beer, what it actually is referring to. Just because I've got two, then I work out, big chiddush, partial damage. Now let's finish off with Tosis. Tosis asks the same question. But he gives a different answer. The second Tosfos. Hata Makali Kana. One for partial damage, one for total damage. Ah, Bintoma, Lichtech Rahman the Vashilech below Boyodi. Just like one. The one which tells me partial damage is higher, and then kosher came total. And you don't need fear to tell me because the kosher came. Same as Hashem's Rashi. Yesh Lomas can give different answer. The Havamini Dafka Vishilech Shluchi mit Kedokamon. No, if you just write Vishilech, and that would tell me partial damage, now you will know total damage. Very good. Of course you get total damage. But if you only have Vishilech, I might think it only means if the animal was sent by the owner. Vishilech, he sent it. How do I know that if the animal went by itself and consumed, then you're going to be kind? Therefore, I need to have beard to tell me even when it went by itself, you're kind. So you can never get away with one posting, because one posting, Eloch HaMami, will tell your chayiv on total consumption, total damage and partial damage, it tells you both. But you wouldn't know that you also chayiv when it went by itself, so you need the second posting to make the chayiv as well. So we see from Tosfos that the words have intrinsic translation, not language. Tosfos learns, Vishilech intrinsically means partial damage, and therefore kosher came total damage. And the word beer intrinsically means it went by itself and wasn't sent. That's not like Rashi, who says the words don't have any intrinsic meaning at all, and we just need numbers. Two, to tell me beer chidushim. One tells me the least chidush, wherever it is. We have now another machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. So, Mitzvah Shem, I will just do, we've got 2 minutes left, we'll do one more Rashi. The Rashi says, if you just have, how do you know, at the end of the day, you've got one pasuk for Shem, and you've got one pasuk for trampling, rebel. So how do you know, if you haven't got two pesukim for Shem, so how do you know that if it's partial consumption, you're chayiv? You only got one pasuk now. So you learn it out for regel. You learn it out for regel. When it damages the trampling, then it's chayiv, even partial damage. So hekish for Shem. How do you know by regel, when it tramples, that partial damage is also chayiv? How do you know that? So Rashi says, Ma regal loshna. Well, regal, the trampling, there's no difference, even partial damage of chayiv. Why? Dalok siv bei ubir. Because it doesn't write the word beer. Beer intrinsically means partial damage. And since it doesn't say that by regal, then obviously by regal, there's no difference. Regal, your chayiv, trampling your chayiv, even if it's but partially damaged, not partially, there's no difference. Beer has intrinsic meaning to total damage, sorry. Beer has intrinsic meaning to total damage. And since it didn't write the word beer by trampling, so therefore, obviously, when it comes to trampling, there's no difference between partial or total. And therefore, I know regal is higher than both. So now we've got a big question. Here's what we're going to leave off. Rashi told us, the previous Rashi, that the words have no intrinsic meaning at all. You need to have two in order to make Pichadushim, one is Lishkish. This Rashi is saying, Rebel, I know, trampling damage, I know, your chayv, even if it has one Pasuk, trampling damage, partially damage, is also chayv, for one Pasuk, because it doesn't use the word beer, and therefore, intrinsically, the words in the Pasuk mean even partial damage. What's going on? Rashi just told me the words have no intrinsic meaning at all. There's no intrinsic meaning in the words and in the pasuk at all. So therefore, how can you say I know regal is chayav on partial damage because the word intrinsically means even partial damage is done? You just told me the words have no intrinsic meaning. Now you're suddenly going like Tosis, that the words have intrinsic meaning. That's the second question. Okay? We've got another four questions for that. We leave it for next week. Next week, this Shema, if you weren't here at the beginning, we're learning on Monday, even though Shem Rosses, but that starts at 8 o'clock. And Wednesday and Thursday, this is Shem. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Not tomorrow.
Hmm?
Not tomorrow, correct? We're not getting together tomorrow, correct?
No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow we're not. You've got a lot to think about. Lord, welcome, Mr. Shem, on Monday.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.